question has been asked a couple of times recently. Is there any need for a mezuzah on an elevator? Interesting question. Would there be a need for a mezuzah on an elevator? This question takes on added relevance here in Eretz Yisrael because we have a general rule discussed in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say there is a house or a building which is inhabited jointly by Jews and non-Jews. So the Shulchan Aruch just says, Bayis shel shutvin is chayv in a mezuzah. But the Rama writes that that's only if all the shutvin are Jews. If some of the shutvin are non-Jews, then it would not be chayv in a mezuzah. This is a machlokes harishon. The Rama paskins that if it's jointly occupied by Jews and non-Jews, there would be no obligation of mezuzah. So if you have a building and it's jointly occupied by Jews and non-Jews and the elevator services all of them, so at least according to the Rama, one would not be chayiv in mezuzah whatsoever. But here in Eretz Yisrael, many buildings are inhabited solely by Jews. So would there be an obligation of mezuzah? So at first glance, why should there be? It's not a bias. Mezuzah is beisecha. One doesn't use the elevator for household purposes. One doesn't store anything there. It should be noted that storage rooms are chayiv in a mezuzah. However, there is a halacha called the din of a base sha'ar. A base sha'ar is a structure, a gateway, a gatehouse, through which one enters into a house, a chatzer, a gina, some area, some private area. And a base sha'ar is chayiv in mezuzah. So Poskim wondered, maybe this should be considered a base sha'ar, that one enters one's house through the elevator. Well, that's how one accesses one's home. It should have a din similar to a base sha'ar. It's basically a tunnel through which you go and you emerge right by your house, right, you know, right in the chatzer, in the hallway. So maybe it should be chayv and mezuzah based on this din of base sha'ar. In fact, this could this could address another issue as well, which is in general the minimum space required for a chayv mezuzah is 4x4 amos. Many elevators do not have that size. However, there is a famous opinion of the Chamude Daniel, quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva, that's only true of a place which is chayiv on its own. But a base shar, which is essentially chayiv because of where it leads, would be chayiv even if it's less than dalet al dalet amos. So perhaps that would be a relevant factor as well. So there are several different shitas in the poskim about this issue. There are some who suggested in Achanami that the elevator should be chayiv and mezuzah. As you enter the elevator on the right side, as you enter, there should be a mezuzah. Minchas Yitzhak takes this approach, and he seems to think that it's not the shaft, it's the elevator car itself that should have the mezuzah. A little bit hard to arrange technically, maybe, but the elevator car, as you enter on the right side, should be chayiv and mezuzah. Other poskim said, no, it's not the car. The car is movable. It's something which moves. That's not chayiv and mezuzah. It's the opening to the elevator shaft that would be chayiv in a mezuzah. But since it's chayiv because of where it leads to, because you're going there to your house, so it's not on the right side as you go into the elevator, it's on the right side as you come out of the elevator, because that's how you access the houses. So that's where the mezuzah would go. And some suggested further, no, that basically you're entering on the ground floor and then you're emerging wherever you are. So when you enter, it should be on the right side as you go in. And when you come out on your floor, so then it should be on the right side as you emerge from the elevator. And then this is quoted in the name of several different poskim. I saw this quote in the name of Rav Yoshev as well. The minhag ha'olam, the standard minhag ha'olam, I think, is that most buildings do not have a mezuzah on the elevator. Even here in Eretz Yisrael, they do not have it. There are many poskim who justify this practice as well. I saw this in the name of Moshe Feinstein, Sefer B'Tzel HaChochma, and other poskim as well justify this practice. So they explain that it shouldn't have the din of a beis sha'ar. That the car, the elevator car, is not chayiv because it's movable. It doesn't stay in one place. The shaft is not chayiv because it's just a big empty pit. You can't go there. You can't actually walk there to your house. It's not a place which, on its own, services or allows you to access any particular area. It just happens to be that there's a car that goes through there that will carry you up. So the shaft shouldn't be chayiv and the car shouldn't be chayiv. So Mimela, nothing is chayiv. So that seems to be the general practice, the most common minhag, which is that people do not put a mezuzah on these areas. Have a wonderful day. If people could put the chairs up on the tables, that would be appreciated and helpful.